Yo, it's your girl Veronica Rant. It's been a while, guys. It's been a very long, hot-ass minute. Just wanted to come on here and, you know, catch up. Talk to everybody. It's 11 p.m. I can't fucking sleep. I was like, oh my God, I have not. You know, this year I really wanted to focus on consistency with my podcast, and that literally fell the fuck through. I've been working very hard on my bad bitch flow, and I'm very proud of that. I've been very consistent with that, but I just wanted to come on here to talk to you guys about people that are in your circle around you, and if at any point you have felt, is this person jealous of me? Like, someone in your circle, family member, friend, the person that you're dating, they most likely are. So if they cannot compliment you when you look good, or let's say you had something important that you had to do, or you posted something, or you had like an event, and you know, you had, let's say, a presentation and you fucking killed it and you showed it to them, whatever the case may be, if they cannot compliment you and make you feel better about it when it was evidently clear that you fucking killed it, they are. And this is not me trying to put things in your head, but intuitively, when you feel that somebody is, listen to it. And people can be jealous of you for many things, and it can be the smallest thing, right? The dumbest thing, but to them it's not. So I have been thinking, you know, about a lot of things, things that I have experienced. And in my experience, I love these late night, you know, episodes that you feel the need to talk about everything, because at night when you're in bed, you think about your day, about experiences that you've had, things that you've been through, and how far you've come, right? You're like, holy shit, I can't believe that I was dealing with that and that I allowed myself to deal with that. But from that experience came all of this growth, this wisdom, right? So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was in such a toxic place in my life years ago, and the person that was in my life that I was very into, that I had fallen in love with, they were jealous of me. What I mean by this is that every time that we would talk, it was always like, oh, but, you know, you have your family and you have your friends. And I always wanted this person to be a part of my life, but they didn't want to be a part of my life. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh my God, he's jealous of me. He's jealous of what I have. And instead of wanting to be a part of it, because he can have it too, he can have, you know, my family, and what I mean by that, like my friends, we can all support him. He was just so negative towards me, and he was so mean, because when people are mean to you, they have you more, and it lowers your self-esteem, and it really starts to make you question your worth. At least that's what happened to me. That's why I stuck around for so long. And I'm openly talking about this because I know I'm not the only one that has experienced it. And I know that some people are like, oh, I would never let that happen to me. And that was one of them. And then it happened to me. So if at any point you've ever felt that somebody is jealous of you, and this is more towards people in your circle, and they make you feel some type of way, listen to it. Address it. And what I mean by that, it's either tell them something, speak up, speak out, and get out of the situation. It's always easier said than done, but you don't need that. You're a bad bitch to my men, your kings, you know, my ladies, like I said, you're a bad bitch, you're a queen. It's a very long process sometimes. It's a journey of really starting to love yourself, getting in touch with yourself, you know, your self-worth, like seeing it, seeing your value, seeing all of the things. It takes time. But when you start to do the work, you start to see these things that at some point you thought about it, but you really didn't think about it. It just crossed your mind and you were like, eh, it's just a thought. that thought is coming up for a reason. Listen to your body. Your body talks to you. It really does. It really does. Listen to what your body's telling you. And I promise you that you will start, once you're doing the work and you start to see these things and you start to cut these people out, whatever the case may be, you start to attract the people that know your worth. They know your value. They're going to compliment you every fucking day. My friends right now, I feel like I'm still doing so much of the work, but everyone in my circle around me is my hype man. I have never felt so supported, so grateful, and so blessed. And it's not that I wasn't before, but now I'm like, wow, the people that surround me really want what's best for me. And when I'm winning, we all celebrate. When they win, we all celebrate, because all of us are winning together. And it's so crazy to have a group of such supportive people around me that we're like-minded. We genuinely, our intentions are pure for one another, care for each other. We want each other to, you know, reach our goals, reach our dreams, do what we've always wanted to do. We want all of us to do our best, and we're there to help each other, right? So the moment I started to really do that work and just listen to my intuition, what my body was telling me, all these people that I felt that were around me, and I asked myself, are they jealous of me? Started to just, you know, kind of do a cleanse. My whole life changed. But these are just some late night thoughts that I wanted to talk about on tonight's episode, that if you do feel that way, it's for a reason, and you know what you have to do. So I'm just here to remind you that you deserve it all, baby. Everything that you want and more, you fucking deserve it. You are the table. When people are always like, what do you bring to the table? You are the fucking table, and you're not that table from IKEA that breaks. You are that. You are the best table ever. So I know a lot of people like to say a table from IKEA, but no, baby, you are everything and more. So please remember that. Anyways, I'm going to try to rest, and I will be posting more episodes here and there. You know, for me, recording these episodes, it's fun. It's very therapeutic, and I hope that it does help whoever listens to this. And I'm always here for you guys. Like, feel free to reach out. And I might change my podcast a little bit. We'll see about that. Anyways, take care, y'all. Remember, if you feel some type of way about it, it's for a reason. So don't be afraid to do something. At the end, you're not missing out on anything. Because if it's for you, it's always for you. You're not going to have to fight it. It's always going to be there for you. So remember that. Later.